I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You know, I've been talking about earned media value for quite some time on this podcast. My friends at Eisenberg have just raised the bar on earned media benchmarks with their social index. Social Index now gives you globally earned media values across a growing list of 6 geographies for all your KPIs across the top 7 social platforms: Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Snapchat, TikTok, Twitter, and YouTube. You can now visualize these values for deeper analysis, and they have a look back window over 2 years of historical comparisons. Social Index is updated daily. Don't get stuck with old data. Over 1,000 companies have used the Social Index to understand the ROI of their social campaigns. And if you work with a social agency, you should demand they incorporate earned media values into your reports. Get your earned media value for social content. Visit earnedmediavalues.com/Allen. Again, that's earnedmediavalues.com/ALAN.
For all of us, it's about predicting where the consumer is going and getting half of it right.
One of the things we want to do is create ads that don't suck.
Embracing change creates great possibility.
I'm Alan Hart, and this is Marketing Today.
Today on the show, I've got Eduardo Luz. He is the Chief Brand and Concept Officer at Panera. Panera Bread Company is an American chain store of bakery, cafe, fast casual restaurants, and has over 2,300 locations, all of which are in the United States and Canada. On the show today, we talk about Eduardo's past. He's had stints at Kraft Heinz, where he was the global brand officer and chief marketing officer, as well as the president of grocery. He's also, before that, spent time in senior executive roles at Unilever and AB InBev outside the US, as well as Accenture as a consultant. On the show today, we talk quite a bit about the pivots that Panera had to go through during the pandemic, how they were positioned extraordinarily well with their mobile app and many other things that they had done prior years, as well as the innovations that they drove to the menu during the pandemic times, and how he sees consumer behavior going forward and what that means for the business and marketing. I hope you enjoy this conversation with my new friend, Eduardo Luz. Eduardo, welcome to the show.
Hi, Alan. Great to be here.
I'm looking forward to this conversation. I probably frequent Panera too much, but I'm sure you'd say there's never too much.
Never too much. You're right.
I thought we could start with something personal because everyone's going to hear your accent as soon as you start talking. So where'd you grow up?
I'm shocked that you detect an accent, Alan. No, in a serious note, I was born in Brazil, in Rio, born and raised, actually, lived in a lot of places, and became a U.S. citizen a few years back. Very proud to be a U.S. citizen. Now I have a dual citizenship. But I am going to my grave with this Brazilian accent, I guess.
Well, there are worse accents to have. And listeners can't see you, but you look like a beautiful Brazilian person as well. So
my mother says thank you.
Awesome. Well, you've had quite the career. You started at Accenture, went on to AB InBev, made a stop at Unilever, and then Kraft Heinz, and now Panera as the Chief Brand and Concept Officer. How do you find your way to marketing, and when did it kind of shift into leadership positions?
Look, very fortunate with the way my career turned up. You know, I was raised in a blue collar family in Rio. I had never left my home country till I was like 21, 22 years old, which is insane. Didn't speak English. But then I joined an American firm, Accenture, back home, and I joined their strategy practice in consumer goods and retailing. And of course, with that, you have exposure to those type of industries. And I felt in love with the consumer space and those industries that consumer facing from day one. And, you know, I spent some time doing consulting. You know, they sponsor my MBA in the US. I came back. But then, you know, I knew that the continuation of my career will be in this industry. So I have been doing CPG for a long time. I work on the main verticals there, personal care, food and beverages, home care. And, you know, with Panera is my first time in restaurants. And I have to tell you, it's a fascinating industry. I'm having a great time there.
I didn't know that you had blue collar roots. I also, and your stat about not leaving your home country until your early 20s, similar, actually. My wife laughs at me because she drugged me to like Mexico, I think, for a vacation. And otherwise, I had really never left North Carolina in the US. So yeah, it's funny. Tell me a little bit more. I mean, first time in the restaurant business, or restaurant industry, what's been the adjustment there? I mean, you've obviously been in consumer products, the CPG, alcohol category as well. What's the big shift for you?
The shift really is a direct-to-consumer type of interaction, and that changes a lot the dynamic of how you manage the business. So, you know, on CPG, as you know, you of course, you talk to the end consumer, but that day-to-day relationship and the experience belongs to your retailer partners, which is completely fine. Of course, there's this direct-to-consumer movement happening here, but and by and large, still is the case that the retailers detain and dominate the relationship with the end consumer. In restaurants, the very delightful part of the job is that whatever you do every day, your consumers and how we call in at Panera, our guests, they will see what you're doing the next day and they will vote with their feet and wallets and you know what's happening or working and not working very quickly. So it makes up for a very dynamic environment. And if you are someone who likes to try new things, as I do, is a fantastic industry to be. And, you know, it took me too long to be here, and I'm glad that I did.
That's awesome. Yeah, that direct, immediate feedback it can be great, especially if you're driving new insights or new innovations and concepts. So you joined Panera in May of last year. It was around I think in the US, it was around our first peak that we were experiencing in the pandemic. What was the state of the company at that point? And like, what were you coming in to do? Because that's a difficult time to join any company, but also a company in the restaurant business.
Right. Restaurants, as you know, were heavily affected by the pandemic. Panera, of course, is not an exception. But what the team was doing there, led by my boss, our CEO, Niran Chowdhury, and the executive team, Panera has been trying to pivot and adjust to that new reality, right? Of people working from home and all the things that the pandemic changed dramatically everywhere, including the US. What propelled us forward, and that what helped a lot, is really the caliber of the team that exists at Panera. It's a high caliber team of individuals. And, you know, those people, they have been through transitions and crises and big pivots before. So, of course, you know, nothing compares to a pandemic, but it's a team that I think was prepared from a cultural perspective, from a caliber perspective, to really face what we faced. And the progress that the team have made in the past, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9 months, it's nothing short of unbelievable. And where we have been when the pandemic hit and where we are now, it's fantastic to watch and to be part of.
What were you coming in to do? What was the role that you were brought in to fill?
my title is Chief Brand and Concept Officer. I'm still trying to figure out what this thing really means. I'm kidding. No, in a nutshell, what myself and my team are supposed to do is we have to build the brand over time and make the brand stronger, differentiated, and all the good stuff, but also drive demand for the company and drive innovation and all the leverage of demand creation. So the scope is very diverse, right? We have, channels, we have category P&Ls, we have media, insights, culinary, digital, loyalty, PR, sustainability, food values. All of that falls into branding concept and, of course, brand building. And it's a very fun scope, very challenging. And the team that we have there inspires me every day. And, we have a lot of fun together and we're making progress together.
It sounds like a pretty big scope too. Like, to your point, I use this concept of horizons. I don't know if you're familiar with it, but like if horizon 3 is like long-term growth and trajectory, and you've got kind of horizon 2 is a little medium term, and horizon 1 feels like you're really kind of focused maybe across horizon 2 and horizon 3 to some degree, with bringing things to life in horizon 1 that you've been planning further out. Does that make sense?
That's a good way to describe it.
Okay.
I wake up every day to our daily sales report, and I look forward to see how we did, yesterday, every day, which is fun. But again, whatever we're doing, as you know, today, tomorrow, is a consequence of decisions that we took, 3 months ago, 6 months ago, and, of course, longer term. But it's a very dynamic environment, because whatever you thought about doing, planned about doing, and now executing, is working or not working, we know very, very soon. And I mean, in days and weeks. So, when things hit the way they should be hitting, like, when we launched pizza back in October last year, we could see that was working very soon. And, alternatively, when we do things that didn't hit, we know very quickly and we know that we have to pivot. That's what makes this industry so interesting to me, at least, and so fascinating to manage.
You mentioned it before that Panera seemed to be, positioned well. You talked about the caliber of the people to kind of weather the pandemic. As an outsider looking in, not knowing all the talent that you had, it also looked like you were exceptionally ready. Like, you've had an app for, it feels like forever since apps were a thing. You focused on pickup and delivery and pivoted really quickly to do that. Do you agree, like, that you guys were, you had some good prior infrastructure choices that made this a little easier? I know it's not ever easy, but a little easier to your advantage?
No, 100%. We definitely benefited from the legacy of teams that came before our team. And Panera has been a pioneer in this industry in so many dimensions, right? Technology adoption, to your point, apps and, digital experiencing stores like kiosks, delivery network with its own drivers, the first loyalty program at scale in this industry. It completed 10 years last year, that we call My Panera, that has 40 million members. All those things, they are assets and capabilities that we are putting to good use, of course. The fact that the team has been used over time to go first in the industry and to lead the industry is also a cultural trait that we are taking full benefit from, right? We decided to go into a recurring revenues type of business with coffee subscription earlier in 2020. And that's the first in the industry. And the team embraced the challenge and we made significant progress. And when you go first, as you know, Alan, there is no playbook, right? You have to invent the playbook yourself. And the good thing about that company and the team is that the team is used to that, and we are trying to take advantage of that.
Knowing that you're positioned so well, like, did it accelerate your business in any way? Like, I mean, I'm sure that like online and app orders were like dramatically like changed the mix immediately. But I'm curious if you could just kind of characterize the shifts that were happening over the last year.
Well, the shift has been very dramatic in terms of channels, where most of our business, or the majority of our business, used to be on-premise eating. So people will take advantage of our ambience and service and all that, which is very differentiated. Our business flipped. And today we are 85% off-premise. Channels like curbside and delivery and, you know, pickup, drive-throughs. Why? Of course, you know, that's where our guests feel better about accessing our food. And that shift has consequences in terms of how we create demand, how we operate our cafes, profitability, so on and so forth, that we have to adapt. But the good news is that the fundamental offering and proposition of Panera, which is delicious food that you feel great about eating and choosing, is very solid and very differentiated. So even if channels shifted, people are still looking for that solution, that need state, even off-premise. And we are taking advantage of that, of course.
And you've had some, you know, new menu changes as of late. You mentioned pizza, and I want to talk about pizza in a minute. But before we do that, you added some new price points. I think they're called value duets. And then you've got plant-based protein offerings. What was driving some of those developments? Because you're innovating in a downturn, essentially, to some degree. Your business model, your mix is changing, but you're also innovating the menu too.
So what we have done with the team is at the, you know, the height of the pandemic back, you know, mid last year, we decided to dramatically simplify our menu, and we did that. So we took the tail off our menu, and we cut the menu by 30%. And that, of course, opened space for us to accelerate more innovation now that, you know, the menu was simplified. And the innovation, of course, tries to follow and anticipate demands from our guests and what they are trying to solve in their lives when they choose Panera. So, you know, we had this tradition of plant-based meals already. Salads and bowls is a big category for us. And we continue to launch items there. But we knew that given the consumer behavior on the pandemic where people were trying to eat, skipping lunch, doing those Zoom calls and eating later, they want things that were warm and hearty and more substantial and that eventually can be shared in the family. So that's why we decided to accelerate this platform that we call Warm and Hearty. And of course, pizza is the star of the show, but we have also warm bowls. Which is basically a warm protein like chicken or in vegetables. And our, you know, biggest hits like mac and cheeses and warm sandwiches, all those things play a role on that platform. So what we have seen is that with the off-premise behavior and people eating later in the day, across the day, but especially towards dinner, we shifted our menu to a more warm and filling offerings. And that's where we found a lot of success in incrementality that's now propelling our business forward.
It's amazing because you talk about simplifying the menu and some of the reductions that you did. I didn't even feel it. And I do go to Panera a lot. Maybe it was in concert with the additions that you've made, but it felt like there were more interesting combinations for me to pick from. And the warm meal aspect that you described was definitely something we would execute on in my house. It's funny because like you said, we were going through the winter time too, most recently, and just having a warm comfort food that you knew was still good for you was a really good purchase, you know, really good treat for yourself.
Yeah. And that's in a nutshell, you just nailed what the brand promise in essence really is, right? You know, if we're doing a good job, we are serving the most delicious food there is, comforting, delicious, great, and all that.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
But the Panera promise is, you know, you're not going to regret that choice. It's clean and fresh ingredients. It's crafted by chefs and bakers. You know, we have baking teams that bake fresh bread every day in our cafes, and we're very proud of that tradition. So you know that when you choose Panera, you're going to get something really delicious. But, you know, as opposed to a lot of other places, you feel great about that choice. And the ingredients and the craft is where the differentiation is. And, you know, in this environment, we feel that it's a message that resonates with a lot of people, even off-premise.
Well, let's talk pizza. You can't get more warm and inviting than pizza. So, and you guys launched a flatbread pizza offering. I have to admit, it did take me a little while for my family to get to the pepperoni pizza because I think demand was just too great in the local store we were trying to get it from. But we finally got one and it was delicious, as promised. But pizza is a big category. And I'm curious, what were you thinking? You know, well, that's a big one. That's a big one to take on.
Yeah. Now, look, we believe that giving our equity tradition in baked goods, baking, bread, etc., pizza is actually, in the minds of our guests, a very natural extension. You know, I'm quoting consumer data here. So it's not something that it's strange for our guests to see offered by Panera. Our challenge and our culinary team faced that challenge heads on is how do we make a pizza the Panera way? And, you know, the key is the ingredients. So we use like very elevated ingredients on those pizzas, right? You know, the flour that we use is a 00 flour that you only find usually in, you know, Italy in pizza. Fresh tomatoes, fontina cheese, fresh mozzarella, basil. Everything like top-notch ingredients. And of course, with our guardrails of responsibly raised, you know, animals for proteins and all that, our chefs came up with a pizza led by our chef, Klaus Patterson, that we call it off Panera, right? It's zero grease. It just like feels so light. And when you eat it and you eat a full pizza and you feel great next 2 hours, you're like, you know, it felt so light. And that's exactly the experience that is supposed to be. And it's light because ingredients are superior. Right? There is no secret there. What we have seen, and that one worked as planned, is that it became a different traffic driver for us from what we had before. Two, anchored our later day part towards dinner in a way that was not available to us before, which is very incremental. But three, it ended up being a very good complement to our traditional menu of salads, soups, and sandwiches. Suddenly offering pizza, our ticket just increases because suddenly you have something for everybody in the family. And actually something that the family usually shares. But then, you know, mom still eats, you know, her salads. Someone always have a soup on the side and all that. And suddenly a pizza becomes a very good addition to that check. So we're very, very pleased with that launch, and we continue to see a lot of traction there.
I do think about it too, because we've done this in my house, I think you're hitting on this, which is it's inherently shareable, right? Like if my wife and I want to have a salad as our main thing, but we want to have some tasty pizza too. So like you buy a pizza to split and then have side salads to enjoy as well. And then you know, my daughter can get whatever she wants. But it did seem like a little bit of a shift from feeding the individual, you know, like your pick two combinations of what I want to eat or, you know, a sandwich or salad or whatever, to more of a shareable item. So it was interesting.
This is exactly that. And when you do that, suddenly you have a new occasion towards dinner and you have a new cohort of guests, which is a family eating together. and all those things are incremental to us.
That's awesome. We talked about, you guys have done a lot of pivots over the last year, menu changes, business models, moving and shifting mix. You also mentioned to me in an earlier conversation about that you're adding a dimension to your company values, which is respect for the planet, if I got that right.
Correct.
What does that look like? Because you mentioned CSR initiatives earlier in the conversation. What does respect for the planet look like? And what are the actions that Panera is taking?
Alan, the way we have been operating for a long time, even, of course, before me, a very clear food values, that the way we call it, or food beliefs. And they have been very powerful for us around clean ingredients, responsibly raised animals, and transparent and selective sourcing of ingredients. All those things continue, and they make Panera, right? That's why our ingredients are so differentiated. And we were pioneers in most of those dimensions when we embraced them publicly a few years back. So we decided to continue to lead the industry. And we added, to your point, something that we're calling respect for the planet. And the idea is that Panera is going to be the pioneer on issues related to climate change in our industry. And we believe that as we did with, we're the first chain to put the calorific value of our food on our menus very explicitly before everybody else. We believe that by putting the carbon footprint impact that a given meal has on the planet, that we will elevate the overall societal understanding of choices that people can make to help with climate change. We partner with the World Resources Institute, and they have a certification that's called Cool Foods, where there's a threshold of how much carbon equivalents a plate of food generates. And there are different thresholds depending on the day part, breakfast, lunch, dinner. And our food qualifies, we are launching that seal that's called Cool Foods, to show to the consumer, to our guests, that plate of food is below the threshold that the World Resource Institute recommends for that plate of meal. And we believe that this will generate awareness and education, and over time, people will be able, with proper visibility, to make better choices for the planet. And our cause, of course, is climate change.
To your point, I mean, you guys have always been a leader in sustainability, and this is just raising the bar, I guess, on your own efforts and adding another leg to the stool, so to speak. That sounds amazing. I'll have to check out the World Resources Institute. I'm not familiar with them, but it sounds like they're doing really good work as well to promote this. This has been amazing. I want to talk about the future. We've been talking about the past and what you guys have been doing. Where do you see 2021 and beyond for either Panera or marketing in general? Like, where do you think consumers are going, and how, as marketers, do we need to meet them where they're going?
Look, for Panera, for sure, we are emerging stronger from the pandemic, led by our CEO, Niran, and our executive team and our teams across the company. And, we are seeing already that, we have added to our portfolio of choices and capabilities and menu items and all that. We add things that are going to stick post-pandemic. And we will emerge even a stronger brand and company after that. We are already seeing that the way our sales are progressing and all that. So excited to see what happens to the world post-pandemic. Of course, some of the consumer behaviors that were accelerated during the pandemic, especially the shift towards off-premise and the shift towards the working from home behavior, they're going to stick. And, we have to live with that reality and adapt to our guests' preferences moving forward. So it's going to look a little different from it was before the pandemic, but I think that's to be expected. So we're very excited to continue to serve our guests, and we want to continue to bring more layers of experience every time they interact with us. So we are doing that, of course, now more via digital technology, via our app and how we're interacting with guests. But of course, you know, the temples of the brands that we have, our 2,200 cafes, they continue to be an amazing asset that we have to bring the brand to life. And we're excited to welcome back our guests to our cafes as the pandemic recedes. And we're seeing that happening as we speak. So we're excited about what's ahead of us, excited about what the second half of the year 2021 is going to bring.
I am looking forward to sitting in a restaurant and likely a Panera cafe and maybe sipping a warm beverage in front of the fireplace that's there. So.
Totally. And we'll be welcoming you with our Panera warmth for sure.
I love it. Well, I want to switch gears. We already know that your accent is Brazilian, but we want to get to know you a little bit more. And my favorite question to ask is whether there's an experience of your past that defines or makes up who you are today.
Alan, my experience that influenced or shaped my thinking, you know, I have to tell you without, hopefully not sounding too cheesy, that I was having kids. I'm married for 15 years now, and I have three kids. Francisco is 13, Elena 8, Penelope 7. Each one of them born in a different continent. So we moved a lot as a family. But I think when you have kids, I realized that, you know, there's something much more important and more rewarding than anything that you can do on a given day at work. And, personally, I look forward to, when the work ends and the weekends to spend as much time as I can with them. And it's funny how they give you feedback unfiltered sometimes about the work that you're doing. So, you know, they're the first ones I see. I show ads and things that we're doing to consumers to them. And sometimes they like it. Sometimes they are very honest and brutal. And I love it about kids. That honestly. But yeah, but the experience of being a parent, being a dad is something that completely changed my perspective about life. And I feel that my life is much more fulfilling since I had them.
It's not cheesy at all. And I'm glad you talked about your kids and apparently your Panera focus group that's at home.
Right. So,
well, what advice would you give your younger self if you're starting this career all over again?
As I said, I grew up in Brazil. Brazil was a military dictatorship when I was growing up, which is crazy just to think about this, but it was a closed country, right? Advice is go sooner towards, where the action is, right? So I feel so grateful that things turn up the way they turn up. And, you know, I came to this country eventually with my family and, this country now is our country and all that. My advice is, do it sooner than later.
I like it. One of my silly questions I ask these days to guests that come on the show is, has there been an impactful purchase of $100 or less for you, say, in the last 6 to 12 months?
Certainly not clothes.
Yeah, exactly.
Zero. No, we bought a paddleboard that we enjoy. We have a place in Florida, and when we're there, when travel permits, we love that paddleboard. And that I think that was probably the largest purchase I have made during the pandemic for the family, I guess.
Yeah, no, it's good exercise too. Good for your core. It's trying to stand up on those things. Two last questions, more marketing focus, but just looking for your personal opinion, not necessarily, perspective from the job. I'm curious if there's brands or companies or causes that you follow or you think other people should be taking notice of.
No, absolutely. So many, right? There's so many people doing good work these days. By total coincidence, as we're speaking today here, we are coming together with Chef Jose Andres in DC. Trying to fight food insecurity together is a big cause of him and something that makes a lot of sense for us at Panera. So, humanitarians, people like Jose Andres that do special things for people out there who are suffering or at risk, especially during the pandemic, is something that to me resonates very strongly. You know, there's so many brands that I follow and admire, but to me, the ones that do things consistently, over time and have a very clear emotional connection or point of differentiation, the ones that I tend to have that healthy envy about what you're doing, is the Nikes of the world, the Apples, Patagonias of the world. And, you know, I wish that the work that we're doing at Panera one day will stack up to what they're doing.
Those are great brands. And Jose Andres, as a chef, he's a phenomenal force to be reckoned with. good for this world, too. What's the largest opportunity or threat that you think marketers are facing today?
I think I see a lot of marketeers very much sometimes speaking to the marketing community instead of really speaking to the end consumer or end guest. I think that's the trap, you know, the awards and, you know, the clever things. But in the end of the day, we're here to serve a consumer, serve a guest, and try to make it clear why we are bringing a solution that makes a difference in people's lives, as small as a better dinner with your family or, you know, a place to have lunch. And I sometimes marketers forget about the fundamentals of what they're doing. And I believe that's a trap that at least at Panera we're trying to avoid.
I think that's really smart. I'm glad to hear you say that, because there's a lot of noise, you know, a lot of noise to focus on if you're a marketer and you're not focusing on your guests and you're not growing your business and all you're chasing are the awards. Eventually it will catch up to you. It may take a while.
Nothing against awards. We love it. But, you know, there's a guest first.
Exactly. You got to do both, right? Well, Eduardo, thank you so much for coming on the show. It's always a privilege.
Thank you, Alan. Appreciate the opportunity and hope you stay well. Thank you.
Hi, it's Alan again. Marketing Today was created and produced by me, with support from my team and podcast editors, sound engineers, and writers at Share Your Genius. Find them at shareyourgenius.com. If you're new to Marketing Today, please feel free to write us a review on iTunes or your favorite listening platform. Don't forget to subscribe on marketingtodaypodcast.com and tell your friends and colleagues about the show. I love to hear from listeners. You can contact me on marketingtodaypodcast.com. There, you will also find complete show notes, links to what was discussed in the episode today, and you can search our archives. I'm Alan Hart, and this is Marketing Today.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.